What does it mean to be the light of the world? How do we follow the light of the world? So we're going to start with verse 12. Now, we're coming to the time of year when things get dark. And I imagine in Estonia it gets a whole lot darker. Yeah, yeah. And if you go to the certain parts of the north, it just gets darker a whole lot sooner. And here, of course, we're down in the south. It's a little different. But up there, it's like, and in the summertime, of course, it stays light like, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and it's still light outside. But now it's just the opposite. And so here we are, and Jesus was preaching at a time of year when it was getting to be to the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. And what is the holiday that they celebrate in Israel? Hanukkah. So we're celebrating, and the Jews are celebrating Hanukkah. And the story of Hanukkah is based on the fact that they had the light of the menorah kept on supernaturally by God's grace. All they had was one vat of oil, and that vat of oil just lasted and lasted and lasted and lasted and lasted and lasted. So Hanukkah is all about light. And so here's Jesus preaching about light. See? So it's that time of year. So, and of course, what do we see at Christmas time? Christmas lights everywhere. So it's all about light and darkness. So what does it mean to follow the light? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And if you follow me, you're not going to walk in darkness. So what does it mean for us? That's what I'd like to kind of explore. The Pharisees said to him, you're bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true. Jesus said, if I do bear witness for myself, my testimony is true because I know where I came from and where I'm going, but you don't know where I come from or where I'm going. So let me ask you a question. Do you know where Jesus came from and where he's going? Do you know? He came from the Father, right? So when you get to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you find something about Jesus that you didn't know before. And what was it? He's God. He came from the Father. He's from eternity. In the beginning was the Word. And then you know where he's going? Yeah, he's going back. So that even though you experience Jesus, so this is the whole point of being a Christian, isn't it? Is knowing who Jesus is. The whole point of being a Christian is knowing who Jesus is. We'll say it again. It's not following a set of rules or customs or the whole point of being a Christian is knowing Jesus. You know Jesus, you know where he's from, you know he's God. You know Jesus, you know where things are going. But you have to know him. And it's just very easy to be distracted about a lot of things and to keep your eyes off of Jesus. We gotta learn to follow Jesus and follow his light. Look at verse 15. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one according to the flesh. Okay? So really, he's saying, you judge according to the flesh. What does that mean, judging according to the flesh? How do we judge according to the flesh? How do you judge according to the flesh? How you feel. Okay, good. Anybody else? Like, I'm feeling really bad today, and so I'm just focusing on my feelings, right? And maybe not what God wants to tell me. That's judging according to the flesh. What else? Your flesh is how you react to things physically. That means if somebody pushes you, what are you going to want to do? Push back, right? That's a reaction, okay? Or if someone's angry towards you, what do you want to be? Angry back, of course. That's the flesh. That's just reacting, okay? So how are we not to judge situations according to the flesh? Well, she gave me one. You got another example? How about You pray, you ask God for something, and then it doesn't happen the when you first ask. And you think, well, okay, I guess I'm not going to get it. Is that judging according to the flesh? Yeah. Sometimes you have to just pray and believe something when your physical eyes don't see it, or when your physical body doesn't feel it, or when your emotions don't line up, or it just doesn't happen. So when we pray for the peace of God, when do we usually pray for peace? When we're not feeling very peaceful, right? Right? I want the peace of God right now. Okay, why do you want the peace of God? Because I'm not feeling peaceful right now. I need it right now. I need the peace of God. And so, and that surpasses our understanding. So I think judging according to the flesh, part of it has to do with judging things according to the way you want to think it, the way it makes sense to you. Many times God will come to you and ask you to do something that doesn't make sense at first. It just doesn't make sense. You're like, okay, but Lord, I really want to do this. Well, no. For you, yeah, you just need to trust me. Don't judge by the flesh. Don't. And you know what I think? What I think too is that when we judge by the flesh, we usually end up saying or doing bad things to, you know, about people. And like, we usually react to people in a bad way. And so Jesus said, if somebody does something wrong to you, it says, what should you do? You should forgive them. You should love them. You should forgive them. You should walk in grace. I would say the number one reason why people don't get their prayers answered is because they haven't forgiven somebody. Jesus said, if you don't forgive someone else, I won't forgive you. So if you're in a situation where you want to get healing or you want to get something that answered a prayer and it's not happening, the first question you could ask yourself is there somebody that I really need to forgive right now that I just haven't done it yet? So be willing to ask yourselves those kind of questions. And that's just what I think walking in the light is all about, is walking in the presence of Jesus in your life, so that you're doing things with him being the focus, and not just, you know, going about life just doing what you got to do. And then I'm going to share just a little bit more. Don't judge by your flesh. Judge by the Spirit. All right. So then the next thing has to do with this. It says, let's see here. Verse 21. Jesus said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come. You will seek me, but you will die. In other words, we have a limited time in our lifetime to seek the Lord and to spend time with him. But then there's a time when we don't. It's limited. And I believe that that word seeking the Lord is one of the foundational word for worship. And there are times, is one of the most important things that I learned early on in my Christian life, is that sometimes God doesn't make himself easy to find. You ever play hide and seek as a kid, right? Y'all did that, right? What is the fun part of that game? It's not easy to find the other person, right? And there's something enjoyable and fun about trying to find this person. Where are they hiding? And then, of course, when you find them, it's exciting. Well, God plays hide and seek with us. And now, I feel like when I say that, something in me wants to say, no, 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 God, God's everywhere. And you know, he should be easy to find because he's God, right? Right? Don't you, I mean, don't you kind of think this way? I mean, that's sort of what you would think, but so I'm just kind of talking today. So I'm just going to be this kind of a talk today, but God, there are times when I get up in the morning and I want to go about my day. My brain, I don't know about you, but when I get up in the morning, I've got a list of things that I want to try to get done. Okay? So what I've learned to do is to say, Lord, I know I've got all these things I have to do. I've got to unpack my bags. I've got to fix this thing in the house. I've got to go see so-and-so and do this or that. But what the Lord wants me to do every day, and what he wants all of us to do, is to take some time and try to find the Lord. Seek him. Search for him. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. And in order to do that, all I do is but the challenge about seeking the Lord in the morning is that my brain wants to just race and do all this stuff. So what I have to do is I have to write down all the things my brain is telling me to do so that I can leave it there and recognize, okay, I'm not going to forget this. So I write it down so that I don't have to focus on that, because I want to focus on seeking the Lord the very first thing of my day. And when I do that, I begin to worship and I find him. I find him. And that's knowing the Lord. I mean, it's that way in a worship service. We got here in the worship service and all kinds of things were happening. And then Liz comes up to me and talks about this gold thing. And I'm thinking, wow, this is not what I was thinking. Right? But it caught my attention the very first thing when I walked out there and there we all were standing there. And I thought, wow, look at this. Now, that may seem crazy, but I think sometimes the Lord likes to get our attention, because we just go about our day and go about our day and go about our day, and we're not really walking in the light. We're not walking in the light. And so we need to just park our to-do list and just get it there. And if God gives, if you're praying and seeking the Lord some more, and bless you, if there's something that's going on there and it just comes to your mind again, just put it down on your list. But then just say, Lord, I'm here and I want to find you in a fresh way today. And without fail, God has done that in my life. Without fail. Without fail. I've had that time of seeking and finding him and searching for the Lord. Amen. Okay, so let's go on about walking the light. So walking the light has to do with finding Jesus, because I don't want to seek for him and not find him. And I don't want to die in my sin. If you've got Jesus in your life, you are not dying in your sin. Okay? If you've accepted Christ as your Lord. But these people kept challenging him, and they didn't want to walk in his light. All right, look at verse 26. Verse 26, walking in the light. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. All right. I have much to say and much to judge. That's human nature. Human nature means that if you talk to somebody, they're going to tell you a whole lot. And there's a whole lot of stuff going on inside your head. And there's a whole lot of things you've got to say. But learning to walk in the light means that you learn to speak what God tells you to say, and not just all the stuff that you want to say. Lord, and sometimes the Lord will say to me, John, just be quiet. And just say this much, or just speak this one scripture. I want you to think about this one scripture today. Just think about this one scripture, and one scripture only. So be careful, be like Jesus, follow the light, and don't say too much, and don't judge too much. James 1, verse 19 says this, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." Don't get mad quick. "For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Quick to hear, quick to listen. So in our walk with the Lord, when we walk in the light, we want to be quick to hear. Listen to people. Verse 28. "When Jesus said to them, 'When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He.'" All right, what does it mean to lift up the Son of Man? Worship. And the cross. That's right. Do you think that God just did that by accident? That there's a connection between the cross and worship? That when Jesus was lifted up on the cross, it was the ultimate sacrifice, wasn't it? Isn't that worship? He was lifted up on the cross, and his sacrifice became the one sacrifice that we needed to do worship with God. That's just the one sacrifice. No more bulls and goats. No more incense. None of that stuff is necessary. All we need is Jesus. Huh? It wrapped it all up in one. And when we lift up the cross of Christ, that's the heart of the worship that we have. And I gotta keep saying this. When we worship, I want worship songs that are about Jesus. God's got a lot of names in the Bible, but I want songs about Jesus. I just want them. Why? Because his name is above every name. You know? So I thank God for his other names in the Bible, the Old Testament. But I really like Jesus for some reason. So I want to lift up the name of Jesus. And I want us to have that sense that it's what he did on the cross and what he did for us that really matters. Because that's what the world needs. I mean, if we're going to bring the next generation in, we're going to have to talk about Jesus. We're just going to talk about Jesus. "He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." We're going to finish with that scripture. I'm not lying. I believe this scripture right here. I want us to just confess this scripture about us. Okay? "He who sent me is with me." Now, why are you here today? Why are you on this earth today? Because God sent you. You would not be here today if it wasn't for God. You would not be born. You would not exist. It says, "Before you were formed in the womb, I knew you." Say that, ready? "Before I was formed in the womb, God knew me." Right? "And so he sent me, he who sent me is with me." Let's say that, ready? "He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone." Say that. "He has not left me alone. Now listen to this. For I always do the things that are pleasing to him." Say that. "I always do the things that are pleasing to him." Now I'm going to. "I always do the things that are pleasing to him" is a definition of grace. Okay? A lot of people, when they hear the word grace, they think of like a blessing or they think of just being kind to somebody. But this word pleasing, is I think, better communicated beautiful. Jesus said, He will never leave me because I always do the things that are beautiful to Him. I'm just beautiful to God. Does that make sense? I really want you to hear me on this. Like a newborn baby, they just are so cute, right? They're just beautiful, and you'll do anything for them, right? It's just the look. It's just when God looks at you, He just sees you and is like, "You look great. I love you. I'm so happy to see you. You're beautiful." Whether it's the beauty of a baby or a woman or a guy or just a beautiful tree, just when you look at it, you want to smile. That's what God sees when He sees you. He just goes, "Wow, that's my boy. That's my girl. You're beautiful. You." And God, that's why God's presence is with us. He's always with us because He likes the way we look and what we do and how we do things. I mean, one thing that I love about being a grandpa is that I love watching little kids just do normal stuff, and they do it in such cute ways. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the way they do things. You're like, that's just adorable. So you're just staring at them. You're watching them. And that's how God sees us. I just want us to get that so strong in this season right now as we come into Christmas and we got all the busy of stuff. We're going to be doing the show coming up, and I'm very excited about everything that's going on with this. I'm just so happy this Christmas, but I want to encourage you just to see yourself the way I want you to feel how he sees you and what He looks at. He's like, that's my buddy, that's my friend, that's and Jesus said that about Himself. He said, "I do the things that please Him." It's not that He does everything perfectly. Babies don't do everything perfectly, right? But it's pleasing. It doesn't, you know what I mean? They could be making a mess, you know, like food all over their face. And you're like going, "That's so adorable." Do you see what grace is like? That's what I'm trying to communicate more than anything. That's walking in the light and not judging by the flesh. It's seeing with the eyes of love and the favor of God, seeing yourself that way, and then seeing how God sees other people that way. Amen? Amen. Can we give the Lord a praise? Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, we just say this week, we just give you today, we give you this beautiful day. And Father, we say, Lord God, let us walk in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen.